AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The man wounded by Kyle Rittenhouse after he shot and killed two others during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year, testifies in the trial of the 18-year-old. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Gage Grosskreutz is a volunteer medic and a protester in Kenosha. He testified he saw Rittenhouse kill a man just feet away, the second person killed in a night of protest last year. He approached Rittenhouse, pointing a gun.
What was going through your mind at this particular moment?
That I was going to die.
Grosskreutz was shot in the arm. He later testified he unintentionally pointed the gun at Rittenhouse. But under cross-examination,
you began chasing or running after a man who was running away from you, correct?
That is correct.
Prosecutors say Rittenhouse was the instigator of the violence. His lawyers argue he acted in self-defense. Tape from Court TV. I'm Ed Donahue.
During the trial of three white men accused of killing Ahmed Aubrey, a black man in Glynn County, Georgia, former police officer Ricky Minshew testified about what he saw after arriving at the scene.
I got out of my car and to see what was going on. And I seen two males there in front of me. And I observed a black male laying in the middle of the roadway, and there was he was covered in blood.
Several jurors squirmed as another officer showed a photo of Aubrey's body lying in the street under a blood-stained covering. The defense claims self-defense. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has subpoenaed a half dozen top figures from former President Donald Trump's re-election committee, including his first national security advisor Michael Flynn, former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik, and former campaign manager Bill Sepian, in order to learn about the planning before the insurrection. This is AP News. Two California couples unknowingly gave birth to each other's babies and spent months raising the infants before realizing there was a mix-up at the fertility clinic. Alexander Cardinale says he and his wife Daphna never considered such a mistake happening.
The fertility industry is a mess.
Daphna Cardinale says they suppressed their doubts about the little girl born in late 2019, falling in love with the infant while trusting the doctors. They both add that they have become close to the other couple for the sake of the two children.
How do you just become family with total strangers?
But like Alexander said pretty early on, he's like, we're just gonna have to force them to be our family now because this is a situation we were thrown into.
The Cardinals are suing the clinic, accusing it of medical malpractice, breach of contract, negligence, and fraud. Their attorney says the other couple, who wish to remain anonymous, will file a similar suit in the coming days. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.